This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
What a joyful, blissful, happy, exciting time it is today on this Sunday, where we are celebrating here in the Bahamas on this May 11th, one of the greatest creations ever given to mankind. Everyone has had one that is here living and breathing today. And for that miracle, that is you, we have to go ahead and give thanks and praise for the one that chose to allow us to exit the dark and enter into this marvelous light. We want to say from Remark, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Bahamas, our crew, a very, very, very special, great, happy Mother's Day. And I would just like to, first of all, give all thanks to my mother, who is now 75 years of age. God has blessed her, wonderful husband, great children, all those associated with the family. She is the strength, the fiber, that creates the best fabric in the world for us. The sacrifices that has been made on our behalf, anytime we are in need of counsel, anytime we are in need of a place that we can hide, she's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days each year. And for my entire life of 55 years of age, she has never let me down yet. There are times you may not agree with your mother. You may find that, you know, you want to be more ambitious than they are. But you always find out that everything that mother has said to you, a loving mother, has always been right. We may not want to admit that, but it is what it is. And if your mother is a praying mother like my mother and she tells you not to do something and you do it, you all know what happens, right? There are consequences for your stubborn attitude. And so, Mom, I just want to give you a special shout out to Joycelyn Ward, all the way in Berrien Springs, Michigan. Love you much. Looking forward to seeing you in very short order. And I pray that you and the family today are having a wonderful time to laugh. Food. By the way, my mother's an excellent cook. But I hope she didn't cook today, and I hope that she's being served as the queen that she is. So thank you, Mother. Love you again, and can't wait to see you. Darvin Russell is with me today, the co-host of Remark, and then we also have with us our other co-host, none other than Senator Reuben Ramming, and I'm going to allow them to give a shout-out to their mothers as well, as Reuben will give us a prayer of blessing for the mothers before we take our first break. Go ahead, Mr. Darvin Russell.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there in Radio Land. Happy birthday to my mother, the greatest one on earth, and I'm sure we all feel the same. Happy Mother's Day to my wife, to my darling sisters, sisters-in-laws, and even I have a niece that is a mother, her first Mother's Day this year. But I also want to take the time out to speak to my friends who've lost a mother, and this is a bittersweet day. for them to say to them, Happily Heavenly Mother's Day to their mothers. You know, this is just like Christmas sometimes, Garth. You know, if you if you're in a good situation, it can be joyous. But if you're this is your first Christmas without your daddy or your mommy and your siblings, you know, that can be rough. So I can only imagine how difficult a day like today is when you go to church and everybody is celebrating their mother and you're sitting there and your mom is now gone. So sending lots of love, hugs and kisses to my friends and family members who have lost their mothers. But looking forward to the show today. It's a sobering time to be a mother.
And we have Dr. Senator Reuben Remming, who's with us today. I don't know if Lorenzo's on the phone as yet, but I haven't heard from him as yet. But go ahead, Senator Remming.
Well, anyone in the village like I have. In Fox Hill, you understand them, and they say it takes a village to raise a kid. So I have so many moms, not just by blood, but by love. But my mom by blood, to whom a lot of my virtues and characteristics has been cloned from, is Evangeline Butler, Betsy Butler Remming.
Wow.
Very, very strong, dynamic woman. When I reflect on her, it causes me to have to rethink that thing when they say, they call a woman the weaker vessel. I was like, yeah.
Every woman weak, buddy.
My mom is like Lady Pindling in those, some of the most sophisticated dressing women. I mean, pure princesses.
Uh-huh.
But have you ever seen a pure lion slash bear slash raging boar?
My Lord.
Then you would meet the kind of mother I have when it comes down to her conviction and protecting her children.
Mm.
And I admire and I love that about her. I wear my hat, for those who know. The reason why I wear hats, I don't wear cowboy hats, is in honor of my mother.
Wow.
She's known for her hats and everything else. So that's in honor of her, not where she's passed, but in honor of her right now. So when you see me doing that, it's in honor of her. Then we have Reverend Laura Glinton and my Aunt Hazel and Trish and Minister Cornell and just so many individuals who have not just biological children, but you have a whole community of children. Mm-hmm. Everybody in Fox will call my mom.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Oh, mercy. Mom.
So it took us a couple of years. We get over the jealousy and we're like, okay, cool. So we just realized we're one of thousands of children in Fox Hill. Because all of them know them as mom. And they all grew up in our house. So, you know, with Bishop J. Carl Remming and everything else, you're so used to sharing everything. So you don't even necessarily say my daddy no more. I call him Rev. Why? Everybody call him Rev. And the food in the house we share, the clothes we share, my clothes we share. So we realized that I get plenty of brothers and sisters.
Wow.
So my community, my village, we're just family, and that stems from my mother and how my parents operate.
I like your family. You know, your brother Carl was also my classmate, and I'm very fond of him as well. So, Carl, wherever you are, I share in the joy of your mother today, along with Reuben. I don't think you have a sister. I don't think I've met your sister.
Yeah, Carla Shelley. But don't let me forget, too, I have an ace of a mother-in-law. I call all her names.
Fox,
Jackie Marinette Wright. I call her name, a whole name. She don't like her middle name. But listen here. Listen here.
Uh-huh.
If my mother was jealous, she would have a right to be jealous of the love relationship that we have. Even my wife, her daughter, she don't get in that.
Have mercy.
I have been gifted with a mother-in-law who looks at her son and say, that's my son. Don't go to her and say, your son-in-law, Reuben. You can get corrected.
Have mercy.
And so we always in Roma Street sitting there.
Yeah, I know
and,
where that is.
And so the whole family. And
wonderful
that's
people.
My experience.
Wonderful people. Well, we've just been joined by a very decent man. As a matter of fact, he's so decent. I'm not decent enough to even introduce him. So what I'm going to do in the spirit of decency, I'm going to let the Foxillian Reuben Ramming introduce.
Boy,
next. Hey, people don't like me. Let me tell you all now. People don't like me too much, and that's okay. But I'm a decent man. Hey, John, I'm trying to be decent. So, Reuben, by all means, continue the introductions.
We got to do that song for the Lion King when I introduce it. John, listen there. You hear about Mufasa?
Yeah.
That's Mufasa.
Well, tell the people. Tell the people.
That's the daddy of Simba and the Lion King, you know. Let me tell you something. I don't care. That's okay. This Foxy boy, what do? You throw Dilly at me, and then he can help clean me up. This brother big like a bear. Uh-huh. All right? I wouldn't let him lift a Volkswagen. I call him when it's time to lift a fire truck loaded with water.
He's that type of guy.
You know? But he's a butterfly.
Very nice guy.
He's a butterfly. I think he personified our community with Fox Hill. We nice people, but don't bring out the bear. He's a fighter. He's like one of those warriors who could fight with a sword yet hold a baby in his hand. And that's where you see his kind of leadership come. His leadership ain't come because he's so brilliant and all his law stuff and all that thing. Uh-huh. This man's smart enough, he could probably run the University of the Bahamas. It comes from his understanding of people and his understanding of community. I see this man being stalwart in churches like Macedonia and all those and so on and so forth, but he sits like a church mouse. If he need to mop the floor, he mop the floor.
Well, let him give a shout-out to his mother today.
Fine, but you mean, this is excellent. The last point, though. Uh-huh. So when you all hear that voice, y'all got to understand, Barry Manilow copy him. So when he starts to speak, you can hear the Fox.
What about Barry White?
And the Isaac Hayes.
What about Barry White?
No, my Marlo, Barry White. Barry White and Isaac Hayes. Copy from our Fox boy, all right? Hey, go ahead, John. Go ahead, Big John.
Like an even though you're listening audience. I am most humble. I mean, I don't know what to say.
We love you,
I'm almost lost for words.
No, man.
That don't normally happen to me. This is the second most humble thing happened to me for the week.
The first one.
Got home. Last weekend, found a letter that the PLP branch of Marathon left advising me that they're honoring me for my contribution to labor in the country. I was most humble and so honored. I said, wow.
Because it cannot be denied, sir.
But funny thing about it, I thought I would have come from the trade union movement first. Uh-huh. But it came from the Marathon branch of the PLP.
Have mercy. Wow.
Unfortunately, it's on the 21st of June. Yes. And I've already purchased the ticket to be at a custom meeting in California on the 21st of June. Yes, yes. But I already asked my daughter, Kirsten Lepinder. She's going to be there and she's going to accept it all on my behalf. Wow. I will send them my biography, whatever they need, and photograph and all that. So I said, thank you to them for doing that.
That's, congratulations.
And this introduction just now is the second most humble thing I've heard in a long time.
And we like you to cook food.
We like you to cook food. But I appreciate hearing about I'm alive, you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
So let me begin by saying happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there in the land. My mother died in 1972. I was 10 years of age.
Wow.
So have some fond memories of her. I was her last child, last one of her children to see alive before she died. And so I'll always remember that. But fortunately for me, had a big sister, my sister Ethel Pinder Thompson. Mm-hmm. She did an excellent job. And, you know, after mom died, my cousin who's deceased, Dorothy Rowland, my other older sister was in the house at the time. We called her Pat, Patricia. And then my sister was only 2 years younger than me. I mean, older than me. Who thinks she's my mom, Peggy? Mm-hmm. You know, she a mom. So they did an excellent job filling in the gap.
Excellent job.
Yeah,
excellent
filling in the gap. And so now I just think you have a very good mother-in-law who loves me dearly. Mm-hmm. My mother is good. We brought all this in, man. Every boy, people, they treat you good. They love you. They love you. They appreciate you, you know. So happy Mother's Day to my wife and my mother-in-law and my sister-in-laws and her friends and cousins, all of them listening, you know. Mm-hmm. I tell them I was on my way to talk shows. I know they're listening. Mm-hmm. Happy Mother's Day to all of them. And, you know, I just glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you here, John. You know, we're going to ask Reuben to bless the mothers for us. And then there are two song requests that I have for Wally. And we want to thank Wally for being here today with us, away from his family. And we want to express a special Mother's Day to Wally's family and those extended. But I have two song requests today. One was Jump for Joy, And the other one would be from Shirley Caesar. I think it was one of what I remember, Mama, in a Special Way.
Yeah.
So those are the two songs I'll be playing in honor of Mothers today. Yeah.
But just for that, let me make sure I call names, because sometimes I forget to call them. My wife's name is Anitra.
Anitra.
Yes, and my mother-in-law's name is Stephanie Wilson. I sometimes I just say wife and don't call that name, so
hey, man, put it on record. It's a blessing to have you here.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you showed up today, and we want to get this show jumping.
Mm.
And so Reuben Rami, you're going to give a quick word of prayer for the mothers and bless them, and then we're going to get to our business.
Amen, amen. Right now, my kids are out with my wife, Natasha Ramming, dealing with their mom. I said, that's your mom. I made her a mother.
Yeah.
But that's your mom.
Praise be to God.
So they have a fun. Praise be to God. I give thanks to you, Father, for the marvelous being called mothers. As you named Adam and Adam named his wife, he looked at her and he called her Eve, because she will be the mother of all living. Though mothers are not the giver of life, even you are the only giver of life. You chose woman to be the factory and the avenue for the development of all life that you died for and you call so precious. Mothers are so ubiquitous, Father God, that we sometimes take them for granted because they are there through hell and high water. They're there for us in sickness and in health. They sacrifice their lives and even their bodies, and their chemistry changes through the process of birthing life into the world. Father, we give you thanks for that.
Amen.
Not just for the 9 months they carried us and the pain and the changes, but for the lifelong duty they have to us, no matter how old we are, to be our counselor, our friend, our banker, our warrior, our first wives. Father, we pray blessings on all mothers. And as you instructed us when Christ had left this earth, that we do this in remembrance. For those whose mothers have passed away, we remember them. For there's always something there to remind us about them. May they celebrate and feel celebrated. May they be recognized. Not just this day, but every day.
Mm-hmm.
May wayward children find reconciliation with their moms. Where they honor them regardless of whether their mom is in a good state or bad state. Just bless them for what they have contributed. We give you thanks for the thing called birth.
Mm-hmm.
And we praise your name.
Amen.
To each mother in this place, be healed, be delivered, be set free, be loved, and may your generations bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right on back, and we'll get the show started. But bless you once again, mothers everywhere. Stay tuned, folks. Remark, 96.9 Guardian Radio. We'll be right back.
Just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I remember Mama and the love that she gave. Kneeling by her bedside, I can still hear Mama say, "The people are depending on you, Shirley. Don't you let them down." I remember Mama in a happy way.
Do you remember Mama in a happy way? You know, we can never just say enough about those great mothers who have made us into the people that we are. And not everyone likes us, you know, especially when you have a great mother. Let me tell you all now, we don't speak often about mothers as often as we should. I'll say why. I got many preachers in this room and deacons in this room, right? So let me put it to you in biblical terms. We talk about Joseph and the coat of many colors and his daddy, eh?
Yeah.
But we forget Joseph must have had a mummy, eh? Yeah. So that whole story, the man that Joseph was more than likely because he also had a strong mother. Most fathers would do as mummy says. Mm-hmm. You know, the boy need a nice coat. Make him a nice coat of many colors. The boy is special. There's an anointing on this boy. Mm-hmm. She's not trying to make the children jealous or envious of this one son. But the fact of the matter is Brother Pinder, when you're born for a purpose, and it's recognized by humankind, there should be some token put upon you. And this is why I always tell people, when you see a man in authority, you got to give him some respect.
Yeah. Amen.
Because it is God who sets up, and it's God who takes down. And so when God has anointed your family, your children, you'll always find that there's that one child that's a little different than everyone else. I have siblings in the house, right? I'm the oldest. And I told my mother the other day, I can't understand for the life of me how all of us end up different. Everybody different. Everybody unique. I can't say one is better than the other, but the fact of the matter is that we are family, but just so different. How does that happen? We find friends out there who are more like us than our own brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Like Ruben and I, we like brothers.
Yeah.
You know, David and I, we like brothers. Yeah. So, you know, I don't get to see my brother until maybe the next 3 weeks. I got two brothers up there in Michigan, you know. When am I going to get to see them? Maybe once, twice a year. Mm-hmm. I see these guys all the time.
Yeah.
You know, is that what family is really all about? That connection kind of.
And I love your mother too.
Oh, see, this
and,
what he's
and
like.
She know it. And John, she know it.
Johnny got to be
and
my you mother. Know it. I got a different kind of mother, but I tell you.
Yeah, yeah. But, she
but,
nice.
But I got to give out these numbers here really quick. For you folks who want to call in, just give a shout out to your mother. Don't want to work Wally too hard, but you can call in. This is your station, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, toll free 242-300-5720, or you can text us at 422-4796. Guardian Radio, this is where fresh news, smart talk, all day, every day. We're here. Remark, you got to let your family and friends know this is the hottest show on a Sunday, on the weekend, right here on your radio dial. Mm-hmm. And so, listen, man, John, you don't know how much it means to me. I don't know if we have Lorenzo on the phone as yet from Grand Bahama, but he'll cue me when he comes in. Our country, the Bahamas, our mother, all of our mother, we are birthed from this very nation itself. The relationship that we now have is one that I feel is strained in many different ways. Number one, the dissensions in the country stem politically, PLP, FNM, COI. And now that we're going into the heat of political season, if you say anything that offends one person's party, then, of course, you are an idiot, and you are going to be disliked. And, of course, people are going to say, you know, it's foolishness. That's just the way it is. We also have dissension when it comes to religion in this country, because we are a religious nation from the Catholic and the Protestant side of things, as well as those who are orthodox in their own views or atheist. We also have a division when it comes to the geographical positioning of our country in terms of so many different islands and keys. And then we also have an issue, John, that you would know very well about in terms of labor force in this country. I often question the amount of people that are employed in this country, being whether they are Bahamian or they are from other parts or regions around the world. What I would want to say, just in opening the conversation, recently we saw a communication from Grand Bahama that there's going to be a signing on Thursday for a hotel, the Grand Lucayan, which would mean employment for a number of people in Grand Bahama, and those who are from Grand Bahama may now be considering going back home to Grand Bahama. John Pinder, you are an experienced man in labor. What does this say to us in the Bahamas in terms of the future for our country and the future for Bahamian people?
Well, first of all, if any country to be successful, it needs commerce. Or if it have commerce, you need working people who have funds to spend. And so we have been hearing for some time that Grand Bahama, you know, economy has been stagnated due to the lack of airlift there, hotel accommodation, and tourism attraction. And so we are glad to hear that something is about to happen. I really feel it for Grand Bahama, mm-hmm. from a financial perspective. For the most part, things ain't so good there economically.
Yeah.
And so it's good to hear that something's about to happen. I'm not surprised it's happening now. For some reason, successive government, but mainly the PLP government, yes. is very good at waiting for the last minute to do things so you can remember what they do. Because mm-hmm. they think Bahamians have short memory, and so, you know.
Correct.
So, I mean, it's better late than never, but we would have hoped that this would have happened some time ago to allow persons to, you know, live the kind of life they want to live and to not have to move out of their native homeland.
Yeah.
Just to get employment elsewhere. So I'm glad it's happening. I hope it would be a positive thing. I hope it turns Grand Bahama economy around. And those persons who find themselves in Nassau uncomfortable can now return to Grand Bahama and find gainful employment.
Darvin, you lived in Grand Bahama for some time. Mm-hmm. How does that impact your thinking?
Well, you know, Grand Bahama for me was a second home for all of two years. When I moved back home in 2004, that's where I moved back to. I was there the first year the Bahamas welcomed me back home was Francis and Jean.
Mm.
And Grand Bahama has been in the decline for 21 years. I do think, though, you should be hopeful about what's going on in Grand Bahama, because the specter of this signing, which I'm taking with a grain of salt because it's not going to materialize in any near future, in any meaningful way, if the deal were to go through as indicated this week. But they have more positive things going on. The carnival, the amount of new employment that has entered into the economy is real. Those people are renting places, they are buying homes. People are beginning to feel that. I would suspect that the project just announced by Royal Caribbean to acquire the Xanadu Hotel and those adjacent properties is probably going to kick off faster than what's going on with Alukaya. And the reason I say that is I think that whoever buys Alukaya has to reimagine that property. I think one of the things that, for those who live or have lived in Grand Bahama, you recognize is the property for the longest time, and even the city itself, struggles with an identity. Some years or decades, they want to be an industrial city. Others, they want to focus on tourism. Other times, they want to focus on ecotourism. And when the Port Authority was the more dominant visionaire on the island, it kind of moved along at a rather steady pace. But since Mr. St. George's passing and what's going on, the Port Authority seems to have taken a more backseat approach and allowed development to occur more organically. That has not augured well for the citizens of Grand Bahama. And as such, when private sector, especially foreign private sector investors, are the ones that drive the economy now becomes, the vision now becomes what they want it to be. So I think once we get to the point where there is some collaboration or even cohesion amongst those three major employers, where there is some symbiosis, because what you don't want is them really competing for the same market. It's not big enough for all three, for three really large international investors with the people that we're talking about if they're going after the same market. John is right. The airport is a problem. It is a significant problem, and it needs to be fixed quickly. But I say you probably have about 18 to 24 months in order to make that happen so that you can benefit in a maximum way from the things that are going on right now. But for those of you that were waiting on Grand Bahama to fall even further, you've missed that. It has certainly bottomed out and on its way back up. I can tell you that.
Mercy, mercy. Call on the line quickly. Is there a call on the line?
Yes, me got this host and God.
Hey, give a quick
sorry
shout
being
out.
Late.
Give a quick shout out to your mother, and then we need to hear from you about what the people are saying on the ground in Grand Bahama, and then Ruben Ramming will follow your comments. Well, go ahead, Lorenzo. McKenzie's
well,
on the phone.
My mother passed, but happy Mother's Day to my sibling, and I love my mother, Ernestine McKenzie, from Barataria, Exomo. And to all the Barataria, Exomians and Exomians and Grand Bahama mothers and across the Bahamas, happy Mother's Day.
All right, thank you.
On the ground here, it's buzzing because it's hopefulness for everyone. You know, with all those investors coming into Grand Bahama, you know, all the time people always think, well, I want to take the credit and this one. It doesn't matter who brought these investors here. The most important thing is they're coming back to Grand Bahama. Even this week, we had persons. I'll tell you all a quick story. There was a young lady who called me from Nassau who was working to a hotel, and she was very sick. And so she fell back on her rent, and she got evicted. And the thing about it is she called for it, tried to find a job to come back to Freeport. And so I gave her some suggestions. Well, she got a call the following day from a company in Carnival to go back to him, to come back to Freeport. And so God always working. So it's bringing people back to grandmama, to their home. Some have children on the island. Some have family members on the island who home to come, and they wanted to come back home long time. So it's bringing people back home to Freeport, and that's a beauty in that. Freeport was actually built off a lot of the Nassauians, the Exomians, the Long Islands, Turks Island, when the employment was a boom with the Princess and all of those different hotels like Holiday Inn and the Arawak Hotel and stuff like that. So now that same thing coming back to Freeport. So everybody's excited. We're just waiting for the announcement because we didn't have disappointment over and over and over again about sold this sold, that sold, and 1 minute it started and then it just falls through. So we're just waiting until the money hit the account. That's what most people are saying.
Wow. Wow, Ruben Ramming, you heard that. They're waiting for the money to hit the account. They want to be excited, but they're still holding the breath. Ruben Ramming.
Well, actually, I think it's a form of real dirty politics. I think it's akin to Stockholm Syndrome, whereas your captor beats you so much into submission that they get you to the point that anything they do, you start protecting them as your hero when they were the ones who caused the problem in the first place. Listen here. Had not Philip Brave Davis Stores canceled the agreement for the sale of the Grand Lutaya, bringing it to pass tomorrow, if the hotel could appear fully occupied tomorrow, doesn't change the unnecessary 3 years of hardship and pain and people being thrown out their houses and all the things they had to do because they destroyed a deal. And they did it hypocritically because their argument was, oh, you see, the government went purchasing the hotel to protect the Grand Bahamian people. Wasted money, and now they're spending money, have to maintain this hotel till they found a buyer. After Hurricane Dorian, with sharks still in the street, mud in the road, we got commitments that people will come, they will continue that deal. They came in and canceled it. And then they had to been spending money for the last 3 years to keep the hotel up and running, what they call a problem. When we bought it to stop it from failing and keep it running, they did it for 3 years, and now they come again after how much? Almost a half a dozen times of deal, no deal, deal, no deal, deal, no deal. And quite frankly, the success of it, what we are all in faith, hopeful for. And that's because we believe in God. We believe in the spirit of the Bohemian people. We're excited for anything that could help our people to show the manner of their bearing. But the puzzle pieces aren't lined up. What is frightening is now if both of those projects come online and the problem of airlift isn't solved, come on, man. It's potentially a bigger problem. Yes, we are hopeful. But you know what I prefer to do? I prefer not to play with people's feelings and wait till I have a solution than to keep coming to people saying the sky is falling in or I will have something tomorrow and then cancel it out. I'm going to wait to see if they really have all their ducks in line. Stop playing with the feelings of the people in Grand Bahama. And I hope I am proved wrong to the hilt. I hope when they announce, they're going to say, this airport is going to break ground tomorrow and 747s are going to come and we have a marketing strategy and a plan and we develop the tourist attractions in Grand Bahama out in Under Grove and this little area because you need attractions as well. And we're going to be to the SBDC pumping grant money in there so people can develop conk stands and other clubs and nightclubs to help make this island more active and attractive. Is more to it than just simply saying this hotel. And then I hope an apology comes. Say, listen, man, we be joke you all around for 3 years, joking with your feelings and stuff. Don't play with people's feelings.
But I can say something there, though.
Let me take this quick call, Renzo. I have another call on the line. Let me take this other caller. Caller, go ahead, please. Call on the line. Hello? Caller, you on the line? Hello? I guess I'm not there. Okay, go ahead, Renzo. And then we're going to hear from John Pinder. Go ahead, Renzo.
Remember, Grand Bahama can prove themselves. Boy, if you ain't doing right by the Grand Bahamians or the people in Grand Bahama, they vote you out. Mm-hmm. We done it twice. Mm-hmm. We ain't hearing no what the young people say, long talk. We ain't hearing no lip talk.
So repeat that again for me, Renzo. Make sure I heard you correctly.
Yeah, Grand Muhammad improved itself. Mm-hmm. When you don't perform, we vote you out.
So what's the performance now, right now as we speak?
Well, we ain't looking for lip talk. We're looking for action.
All right, let me take this caller quickly because I like what you're saying. Call on the line. Go ahead. You called back.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, this sounds like Nico Mosco.
Yes, it is.
All right, my friend. How are you? Happy Mother's Day to you.
I got a question for the two learned gentlemen about Grand Bahama. Can you explain to the Bahamian people the dynamics of Grand Bahama and primarily Freeport? And from when I was a little boy, and I'm not exactly young or old anymore, but it is what it is. It's the same story from then. And the question really becomes is, if you look at the stats as to which governments are doing what they need to do in order to facilitate the growth of Grand Bahama, why would you elect the group that's not going to really do anything? So I'm wondering if the populace is actually educated enough by those that know what the dangers are. And at the same time, the Nasuvians and everybody else hears about all of this. As a lawyer, I understand the Hawksbill Creek Agreement, and then you have this ruckus between independent individuals and the government and everything else. So the question really becomes is that elected officials are put in, and it's the same diatribe. Every cycle, one more than one party is more than the other party. So the question really becomes is, it's a matter of talk as opposed to actually people taking it, you know, the bull by the horns and dealing with it themselves rather than waiting for Godot. So why isn't the Grand Bahamian people just taking it by the bull by the horns and dealing with it rather than waiting for government to do it?
Maybe.
So
I John,
I refer to your knowledge of Grand Bahama because I'm a Nasuvian.
Okay. Yeah. Well, taking what by the horn, the issue of the hotel not open and the airport not up and running?
He's gone, so you can just respond to
him. Okay. With that in mind, we use social media platform consistently talking about these things that needs to be open under both government. Remember now, under Sir Lyndon Pinion, they had the Hotel Corp. So when Holiday Inn and Princess and all those hotels were up in limbo, Pinion took over, the government took over until they find a buyer. And so they kept the light on, they kept people employed. And that's how you do things. But I know they dismantled the Hotel Corp. And right now, just government is take over and pay these bills. But Grand Bahamians and people out of Grand Bahama been advocating for these entities to open. Been doing it for decades. So we didn't just sit still and just play with our thumb. No, we advocate for change. And when we didn't get it, we re-elect somebody else. And that's how life is. And so I'll let the next panel go ahead and
yeah,
make
I
a comment
what
number
John's opinion is on that. And then, Ruben, you got a text that came in for you. Go ahead,
okay.
John.
So let me say, again, it's very important for the airport to be up and running.
Yes.
I don't see no investor being serious about the Grand Lucaya Hotel unless the airport has been started.
Deal
commenced breaker. Some construction on the airport. Because you can't depend on the cruise lines to move Grand Bahama economy. And even though that project is going on Carnival, based on what my experience is seeing that, they are building an island for their people to be on that island. Not necessarily come on the mainland of Grand Bahama, or Freeport, you know. They're not going to see Grand Bahama. Them people can stay right there and call that their visit to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're building it. And I think that's a mistake governments have been making. They allow the cruise lines to develop an island for themselves. Mm-hmm. And the people pay everything prepaid to the cruise lines.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that not much
the money do
physical doll right there. No physical doll to really be around there. So don't believe no big thing happening in the carnival. I can tell you that. I shouldn't be. I mean, those people at East Grand Bahama may benefit. A few of them will benefit from some of the stores that they probably will allow Bahamas to operate. But for the most part, Grand Bahama, Freeport ain't going to benefit from that. Okay, that's number one. Number two, as you relates to.
You're looking at it in two sets, two ways, though. See, there's two ways you have to look at that. Employment way wise, because you have a lot of people who was without jobs in construction and every field. A lot of the businesses in Grand Bahama that hired local Bahamians in hospitality, those positions given their resignation go into Carnival. And all the restaurants that is going there because they feel like it's a better opportunity. So, but then on the flip side, on business-wise, for people, self-employed business people, it's going to be a different. So the question is, are we going to see them? We got to wait to see. I hope. But boy, I can't say yes or no. We just got to wait to see.
Go ahead,
we can't knock them down until we see it. Mm-hmm. So let's wait and see.
I told you the model has not changed. It is built on heads and beds. That's
right.
The model. Unfortunately, I said this many times and people don't like to hear this. We don't own our product.
Mm-mm.
We
Mm-mm.
depend on cruise lines to bring tourists here. If you brag about 10 million tourists, how much of them are spending money in the Bahamas? If you don't get people in them hotels, that's where the money is. When people stay in the hotels mm-hmm. and the restaurants, the benefit,
mm-hmm.
they move around to the locals, that's where the money is. Not to
not,
cruise lines.
Not
like they
cruise
line. You only get the head taxes on cruise lines, whatever, have thumb taxes, that's it. So I think we have to refocus, especially as relates to Grand Bahama. Grand Bahama definitely needs those hotels open with the airport and a casino, at least one casino needs to be operating in Grand Bahama.
Mm.
I think that's where the tourism dollars come from most of the time, whenever those casinos are operating.
You need to have that casino.
You have that, yeah. And now it's a good time for us to build some tourist attractions, to do something different. Even Nassau is lacking activities for
exactly.
tourists.
Exactly,
yes.
You see? And so it's an excellent time for us to build something. I had something in mind. I did speak with one of the guys at the Port Authority, and I was supposed to get back to him on something, and hopefully that would build. But again, we allow groups to form and say they're in charge of certain things. For example, you can't do nothing in Junghanu unless the Junghanu committee is involved. And they will try to take your idea and run with it and don't understand what you're trying to do.
And while we're running, we're going to take a quick break, John Pender.
It should be a culturally open to everybody, but people don't want to offend the Junghanu committees
monopoly.
And all this kind of thing. So you give this impression that you got to go through them. And sometimes these guys, they get their little group, they want their group, and some people benefiting.
Rightly so.
You see, it has to be an open field.
We got to take a quick break, gentlemen, but we'll be right back. This is Remark, Garden Radio 96.9 FM. See you in a few. She would say, and at the time he couldn't understand. Mama used to say, take your time, young man. Mama used to say, don't you rush to get old. Mama used to say, take it in your stride. Mama used to say, live your life. You're young.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Since 1989, Joker's Wild Comedy Club has been the heart of laughter in the Bahamas. But now an era is coming to a close.
Get ready for my guy, comedian Tommy Davidson.
Tommy Davidson, along with featured comedian Kirk Green and house comedian Naughty. Don't miss your last chance to experience the magic. May 20th through the 25th, Joker's Wild Comedy Club. Admission $50. Get your tickets now at AtlantisBahamas.com/events.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere, you make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Here with Wally behind the board and the Remark team. I am your host, Garth Roseborough, sitting in with co-host Darvin Russell, joined by the good man, Senator Reuben Ramming, John Pinder, and we got Lorenzo McKenzie over in Grand Bahama. This is how we talk on a Sunday, folks. We're trying to just make sure to keep you informed. You know, there's a lot going on in this country, but it's always good to have varying perspectives. And it's good when you can join in the conversation. And this is why they've taken the time to ensure that through the telephone company that you can join us. I'm going to throw those numbers out to you quickly. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Or you can text in at 422-4796. Before John Pinder continues, Reuben just got a text here. It says, good day, Garth. So if we ain't listening to Reuben now, we say we. I don't know who we are. But if you're not listening to Reuben, he's playing politics. Let's talk hope. But he a part of the doom and gloom squad. Give this government their chance because the FNM failed Freeport, so Reuben should be quiet. He was a part of the government what failed. Grand Bahama, he talking with all this passion. God, please bring some balance in that studio. We get two aspirin FNM candidates. They ain't talking, but no hope. Russell balance, but I hear he talking on that FNM side, talks too. But this contract can come out the ground, the hotel and the airport. Okay, they continue on to talk. Okay, here's what's going to happen. When you want to assert yourself in such tones and you talk about a balance in a conversation, I just gave out the phone numbers. You call in. You call in and tell us what your perspective is. Everyone has a right to an opinion. You talk about a balance to the show, but I can tell you this publicly now. You call the PLP people and they don't come. They don't show up. They don't want to come. I don't know why. It ain't my business. When I call people from the FNM, like Ruben Ramming, Darren Henfield, Darvin Russell, they're here. When you call the COI, they are here. And so this ain't no biased station. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Remark. And if you want to have a seat at the table, this is a public facility. This is a public microphone. And you yourself can join in the conversation. No one is keeping you out of the conversation. But here's the problem. You people want to throw stones, but don't want no one to hear your voice or to see your face, eh? So if that's the game you're playing, you two are unbalanced and you two are unfair. If you want to have a fair game, let's hear what you have to say or show your face. This is how the world works. And so I am sitting here in this chair, and let me tell you, everyone doesn't like me. I got plenty of people would hate me based on what I say, but I tell you one thing. I always ask you one question. Did I say a lie? Or did I tell the truth? If I'm telling the truth, I could care less about what you think about me because I'm a truth teller. Now, if I'm telling a lie, please call in. Please inform me about the lie that I'm telling so that I can correct myself, because the one thing I don't want to go to hell for is for telling a lie. Because the good book says God is truth. And I want to live in God. I want the blessings of God. And guess what? When I sit to this table, I sit to this table with friends. All these here are my friends. I don't care whether they're PLP, FNM, COI, INI, DNA, Vanguard, Haitian. I don't care where you come from, Jamaican. Listen to me. When we die, listen to me. I want to give you this quick lesson what my mother can share with you, because we're this Mother's Day. When you die, that big house you got, see, I got three of them. I can just tell you straight up. I got three of them. I got boat. I got cars. I got everything what a man could ask for. But when you die, you're lucky if you get in the grave. They may burn you up, eh, for $1,800. So what you worrying about? This world is not about hatred. This world is not about selfishness. This world is about love. And we are here at Remark to share love with you. Now, if you got a perspective or you have a bias or leaning, I can't take that away from you. It's your opinion. But if you're my friend, you are welcome to sit here with Wally and David and myself, and we can have an open conversation about being fair and balanced. And so let me give you those numbers again so you could call in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or text at 422-4796. Be not afraid. I'm not going to bite your head off. Let's talk. This is where smart talk happens. Now, if you're an idiot, I almost cussed just now on Mother's Day. If you're an idiot, then I can cut you. Oh, I can cut you. But if you can bring something smart to the table, it could be your opinion. We can have that discussion. John Pinder, continue on, sir, with what you were saying. My apologies for going off like that. I see you on the phone, caller. You want me to take this call?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, caller. Caller, you're on the line. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, God, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, brother. Sorry for going off just now, but I don't know why people get so silly this time of the year. My God, election coming, someone going to win, someone going to lose. We still got to go there and buy corned beef and grits, man. So go ahead, my brother.
Hey, my brother Pinder, how you gentlemen doing today?
Good. Yeah, I'm good.
All right, let me just remind the texter that this upcoming party, the government about the children, grandmama again, but this Alukaya deal, that is not a seal. That is just a memorandum of understanding or heads of agreement signed it. That's not a seal. We had been through this two times before. We did it under the Menace administration, and we did it under Brave already. So this is not a sale. A sale is when you sign the conveyance. A sale is when we see money in the banks. So no one preaching no gloom and doom. All this is a memorandum of understanding tell us we have intentions on buying no hotels.
And well, that has failed under this administration. I said, listen here. He addressed that question to me. And I say this to everybody. And let me make this very, very clear.
Thank you, caller.
I was born Ruben Ramming. And I will die a child of God. FNM or PLP don't get me to heaven. You understand? I followed FNM because of the two parties that is more consistent with my personal character and my beliefs. Not that they're perfect with it, most consistent. I don't define myself by no FNM. I don't define myself by no PLP. When I stand up and I speak truth, and I say it similar to you. If I'm wrong, I welcome correction because I don't want to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
No one said what he said was not truth. And he lied because each one of these persons in here caveated with they hope they are wrong and they want this to work, but they reflected truth and patterns in history. All of us want this to work, but we know patterns and history. I was so disappointed with the early election. Why? Because from my understanding, airport deals had gone through their vetting and would have been signed in that October and November, along with the agreements to purchase, which was waiting on the a guarantee that these airport things will start. That's what was stopping the money. And you call an election. And this was right here. And all the other government had to do was allow it to go forward. But you say, I don't like it. We could do it, and we could do it quickly, and 3 years later, people are still hurting. See, listen here. Don't rob me of my money, then later on give me my job back, but I went through 3 years of hell because of unnecessary, possibly unnecessary delay. That's the truth.
Can I jump in there?
Please do. Please do.
From out of Grand Bahama?
Go ahead, Lorenzo.
You know when you can't pay your bills.
Listen, I'm telling you, your credit mess up.
Hold on, let me talk.
Go ahead, man.
Let me talk, man, because sometimes people talk a lot of things what they don't know. I live in Freeport. You know how hard it is in Grand Bahama? You know we live hand to mouth every day?
Well, I know that.
People got to buy chips, go buy snacks, $5 and $10 snacks every day for 5 and 3 kids.
Seriously.
I know we living in Freeport.
Seriously.
So if you in Nassau, if you in Exuma, if you in other places doing good, I happy for you. But if you ain't wearing the shoe size that I wear, brother, be quiet. You know, whoever out there, I don't care who it is. Because we right here, we can't pay our loan, we can't pay our light. When the power man come down the road, be scared. And that ain't no joke. We scared to turn us off. When the water man coming down, be scared to see if the truck pulling on the side to cut your water off.
Because
you ain't got no money. You ain't want to beg nobody. Come live this thing and then talk to me. But if you ain't living this thing, shut your mouth up.
Boy, I'm in Freeport, but that has been my life experience. Yeah. And so I could look at Freeport people and I could imagine this ain't no game.
I got banks calling people to take their house. You ain't got no money.
Calling.
It ain't that you don't want to pay, but you just don't have it. You literally don't have it. You got to send your kids to school sometime without lunch money. That's the kind of things you got to go through. They got dressed up.
Let me tell you what is so sad in the Bahamas politically.
Come on, man. Stop playing with people.
This is what is so sad in the Bahamas politically.
That's my only point.
Lyndon Pinlin, when he was prime minister, and the hotels were having some issues, and his cabinet wanted him to sell hotels. And I remember the story told to me, the Pinlin looking at him and saying, yeah, when the mothers go home, who going to feed the mother's children?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dr. Minnett did a very good thing when he did not let Alukaya close, and he tried to save that for them 300 job people. I supported that 100%. That was a very good thing. And only thing he did was he only borrowed Linda Pinlin, let the few take care, let the many take care of the few.
Yes.
That's what was happening. That was a good thing.
Hold them till they could catch
okay, there was nothing wrong with him doing that. Okay, we understood that. That had the economy, Grandmama, that happened a little bit because they had about 300 families employed. And they had a couple of rooms being operational. Okay, that was good.
And all did now, go the key.
But again, people always like to try and say, oh, you are part of the government. We might as well face reality. Bahamas are both who don't want to be the prime minister. 90% of us both who we want to be the prime minister rather than who's the best man to represent the constituency. That's it.
Yeah.
And so everything has been wrong, the prime minister should catch up for it. Okay? We only lost the election. Hubert Ingham only lost the election because we didn't appreciate Roadway when he lost, you know. We didn't appreciate what that Roadway was going to, how he's going to benefit from that. And they come, oh, the road, dig up, you got to go east, west. So the songs and the media kill him. Okay? That's what killed Dr. Menes. Every media, now he created a dissension between himself and the media, but every media was beating him to pieces. And Hubert, and Brady was smart enough to hire all them people. Who had mouthpieces against the government and make sure they don't have the mouthpieces against him. He got them all in government. All the best reporters in government, or he sent them some ambassadorship, give them all jobs. All the good fellas who got in hand. Now, a few of y'all here, but y'all ain't doing the job that they did it. Y'all ain't keeping the government to the fire. Too many of y'all too jealous of Michael Pentad and won't see Michael Pentad not be leader of opposition. I'm not saying you personally, but too many. I listen to every Guardian talk show. The most sensible one, I don't care whether you like it or not, is that saying Chivago and niggas educate you on everything. I'd be sorry that I missed the show. Yeah. Now, there's some of y'all who is trying to keep it balanced. How is that speaker do you have a monopoly on politics?
Yeah.
Hey, he never used his opinion. He's making sound dope. This is it. Okay? But that is the problem the FNM have. The biggest mistake Hubert Alexander Menes made was made it to the competent authority. But that's a good blessing in disguise for Michael Pentad, because a lot of decisions that were made under he would administer the ministry was made by himself. And that's where he went wrong. That would kill him. He was doing best for the country. Now, God don't make no mistake. Ain't no lawyer, prime minister, I believe, would have done what Dr. Menes did. Dr. Menes fights to save lives. But it cost him at the end. Okay?
You know,
he might have been a little too harsh in some decisions he made.
I
just want to say, I'm going to bring it on. Lorenzo, give me a minute. Let me finish this thing and let you talk. I just want to make you this point. See, they like to try to say Ruben Remy was a part of government. Ruben Remy was an FNM, but Ruben Remy ain't sitting around no cabinet. And if you sit in the cabinet, what the prime minister goes, and if you don't do what the prime minister say, you end up being fired like Dwayne Thompson. Dr. Dwayne Thompson was fired. Peter Turnquist was fired. Brent Simmons was fired. Travis was fired. All these people. You better do what the prime minister say. The prime minister run the country, you know, cabinet. That's what runs the country, unfortunately, for this government. I think Fred Mitchell have more say in the government than the doggone prime minister. I think Fred Mitchell run this country more than the prime minister.
But I can say this. Let me interrupt right here. And I'm going to let you speak in a minute, Renzo. Let me first of all read these two texts just out of respect for our texts. The first text says, us in Grand Bahama will not be fooled and tricked again about the hotel sale until we see money in the bank.
Say that again, God. Say that again.
That's all I said.
Texas says, us in Grand Bahama.
That's all I'm saying.
Will not be fooled and tricked again about the hotel sale until we see money in the bank.
By no one.
The second Texas says, buddy, call me buddy, you all talking. I live in Freeport, but keep voting FNM and PLP. Nothing will change. Both failing Grand Bahama. Just how they was getting swing purchasing it, they was getting swing by selling it. That's why God put it in Menes heart to call an early election. God don't make no mistake. Listen, this way, but Menes save lives, God saves lives. Okay, that's another text. Okay, so I read your text. Here's my position. Ruben said earlier that he is Ruben Remy. He was born Ruben Remy. PLP and FNM has no bearing on his salvation in synopsis. Am I right so far? I like that tone, John Pinder, Darwin Russell, and Renzo. I'll tell you why. Because it allows yourself to open up to balance, but also to truth. That's what I like about it. Watch this. I like how John Pinder says, I listen to Guardian Radio 96.9, all the shows. And that's well and good. Let me tell you where I sit on a show. And Ruben knows this about me. I guess Darwin knowing me the time he has. John, it's going to take a while because you keep on ducking me. I don't know why where he's be hiding. But anyhow, I was going to come Fox Hill looking for you.
Yeah.
I am the type of person, I will listen to your conversation and I will look at the other side of your conversation and open up a door just for a difference of opinion or a difference of thought to expand the thinking of Bahamians outside the box. This is what I do. This is my calling. This is my purpose. If you ask me what I believe, I can tell you. But I will only tell you if you're willing to respect my belief. If I feel that you're not going to respect what I have to say, then you and I have no more conversation.
I got you.
That's how I live.
That's fair enough.
Now, Mr. Renzo. In terms of personalities, if you see me speak toward a certain personality, based on public knowledge, you may have your whole concept as to who that person is to you. whereas I myself also have my own personal experience with the very same people that you may idolize. You may say, you know what, I love John Pinder, but I may say John Pinder ain't nothing but a cocksucker. Why? Because I know John Pinder when we was rolling around. I know the things what John Pinder do to me, and you can't get me publicly to tell you I love John Pinder. That ain't gonna happen. Me and John Pinder got a vibe. Me and John Pinder. Ain't nobody else. Only me and John Pinder. So don't ask me to talk with John Pinder. You can't bring me $2 million to talk with John Pinder. That ain't gonna happen. All right? That ain't gonna happen. Not under God's watch. Because once again, God is God's Roseborough. I stand for what? Truth. That's
you're
it.
You're not blind that you and Pinder have a vibe.
I can tell you we got a vibe.
Oh, that's, I can. Okay.
No, we got a vibe based on principle. I don't do vibe based on petty things. Okay, I ain't a petty fella.
Right.
I get it with vibes. I got with people, and I will never support them based on the vibes. And I have opened doors for the forgiveness of vibes. And when those doors are open and not respected, I can't do nothing with you. I can't do it. Even God himself, there's some situations where God say, you commit the unpardonable sin. Even my God does that, the loving God that we know. So it ain't personal, it ain't nothing against the F&M. I don't do vibes with organizations. I don't do even vibes with people if I can forgive you and move on. But don't expect me to talk for you when I know that you have a certain issue that I can't respect. For instance, I have a wife with one of your executives. We walk together, we pray together. 2 o'clock in the morning, this man called me. It was 2 o'clock in the morning to pray. Who does that? 2 o'clock in the morning to pray for you that you can succeed. And then when you succeed, you drop me like a hot cake. And you want me to tell people you're a good man? But you never miss one night calling me 2 o'clock in the morning? Man, you got to be kidding me.
After the prayer, succeed, they stop calling.
Yeah, they stop calling. Yeah. They didn't get what they want.
Wow.
They didn't even call to pray me and say thanks. I ain't even got to thank you. So you want me to support people like that too? I got a special prayer for them kind of people.
I grew up believing too wrong to make
so,
one right.
So, they ain't been wrong.
If they reach out to you, you should reach out to
if
them.
If the PLP and F&M has done you wrong, you ain't voting for them. I promise you that, John Pinder. If they do your mommy, they do your mommy wrong, and you see your mommy crying in tears on this Great Mother's Day, you ain't going to support them as long as you know they're the type of people who's hurt your mommy.
Listen to me. I maintain the him is a vote won't be prime. If the prime minister screw up, I'm not going to blame the entire F&M body. If Brad there screw up, I'm not going to blame the entire PLB.
But what you just said a while ago, you yourself said, what do we vote for? The who?
Yeah, you vote for who you want to be prime minister.
No. When you in your constituency, tell me who we voting for.
You should be voting for
No, you should. John Pinder.
Okay, yeah.
You and I, man, are words to me. Vote us smart. Like, Darwin right here laughing because he know how I go. No. John Pinder, when the behemoth vote 90% as you just said, who they voting for?
90% vote who they want to be prime minister.
Thank who they want to be prime minister.
Yes.
And if I got a why with you who want to be prime minister, what I can do to you?
You ain't want to be prime minister, you can vote against it.
No, I want prime minister. I want to leave the country.
They could like the person on the ground. But they don't like the prime minister. They say, sorry, I like you. I know the experience. I just can't deal with your boss.
My half my family fucking needs to call me last
year. That's all they said. Mind you, nowhere in our constitution.
Hold on.
Nowhere in our constitution is a prime minister on the ballot.
Thank you very much.
They know who's the leader of the party.
Yeah.
And they can say, you know what? Babe, I really like you. But see, you could cost me half this brother. And they will not vote.
Boy, listen, Wally, that jamming away. Listen, John can so learn me because by 6 o'clock, John, we gotta make this show shoot off. And so this remark.
I listen to you long.
Guardian Radio. I'm with my very, just, very, very good friends.
Not just on the show. From Centerville time, I'm following you.
Yeah,
man.
We can row but guess what? We can have a great time because we are Bahamians, so we love our country, we love our God, we love our family, we love you. We'll be right back.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
For sure, wipe those tears from your eyes. I will be the only dolly poor. Mama, don't cry no more. Oh, bitter days are there for sure. Wipe those tears from your eyes. I will be the only dolly poor. Mama, so many times we go through days without food to eat. Mama, so many nights we sleep. Mama, I know what it feels like to have a holy shoes on my feet. So mama, don't cry, cause I know I'm gonna make you bitter darn sweet. Mama, don't cry no more. Oh, bitter days and death for sure. Wipe those tears from your eyes. Oh, I will be the only boy for. Oh yeah, I admire the time.
Listen. We are back. It's hot in this studio. The air conditioner is on. It's working quite fine. The house is not burning down. We're just having a great conversation with friends. If I offended anybody, it's not intentional. We love you all, you know, and I know how it is. You know, we all have a difference of opinion. We want to respect each other's opinion. At the end of the day, you know what I like most after Election Day? Everybody back on one accord. You know, you got the Saxons, and then the Saxons looking for one family, and everything back to normal. So we can fight for now. We can fight for 1 year.
Back in love again.
Let me give those numbers out again really quickly. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720, or you can text in at 422-4796. John Pinder, you are a man of labor. That's Renzo. You're a man of labor. I started the conversation about how does this affect the Bahamian citizen in terms of our future for labor in this country. We're getting complaints from Eleuthera. We're getting complaints from Cocoa Key. Are we getting complaints from Grand Bahama and other places? When we consider the Bahamian who's paying national insurance, looking for jobs, I think we're going to have about 4,000 or 5,000 children coming to school this year.
Yeah. Every year.
Every year.
Every year.
Where are these young people, John, supposed to find jobs? How do we place these people? And then, of course, you have the children who are from the other nationalities who are reasons. Does that complicate the issue?
So let me put on my hat when I was director of labor. Before I left, there was a 5-year plan put in place for the Department of Labor to follow. One of those things was for us to be a part of the high school career days, where we were going to the schools based on the amount of work permits that are being issued. Mm-hmm. We find those areas that we need Bahamians to get interested in as a discipline for them. Because a lot of them are in grade 10, ain't sure if they'll be. I heard a 12th grade student on one of your shows saying that they're getting ready to go to university, but they're not too sure what their discipline can be. I think if the Labor Department goes into these high schools, working along with the Ministry of Education, show them the work permits that we have to issue on a yearly basis because of a lack of skill set in the Bahamas to some of these paths that needs to be carried out. Mm-hmm. And get Bahamians interested in that. And these are some high-paying jobs.
Yes.
Get Bahamians interested in that. Also create a forum where they can get the training or provide scholarships for them to go abroad to get this training to help fill these gaps that is needed in the Bahamas. That's one way we cut into the unemployment rate.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Too many Bahamians are only want to be nurses, doctors, police, defense force, customs, immigration. Mm-hmm. And there are some other careers that they can really make some big money from.
Mm-hmm.
When I was director of labor, there was a lady who was losing a job from a offshore bank because the bank found out she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And she was making $125,000 a year, younger in her 20s. She wasn't even 30 yet.
What?
That's right. So there's some high-paying jobs there, but you've got to be able to know what to study to be able to get those jobs. So that's one of the things we got to do. The second thing we need to do is create more atmosphere and curriculums to cause there to be more entrepreneurs in the Bahamas.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not just making it the beds and hotel and all the rest of that. I said it several times, and I don't know how far they are with it. I know when Hubert Ingham's wife was the principal of C.C. Sweeney, she had a very good program going there where she was training young men to come out of school with skill sets. I still believe that at age, well, at least at grade 10 level, we need to start to identify those who are not so academically inclined and ensure that they use their skill set with what they're interested in doing, create some level of training for them so they can come out of schools semi-skilled carpenters, semi-skilled welders, semi-skilled whatever it is, plumbers, electricians, whatever, technicians. And BDVI should only be for certification. Mm-hmm. You go to BDVI to get your certification or you're in the Bahamas for your certifications. And now I believe any person with a skill has an opportunity to for gainful employment or to make some money until they get what they really want.
Mm-hmm.
So if you teach them how to create businesses, not because you're a good carpenter makes you a good business person. You got to be able to, you know a little accounting and know how to keep some books and that sort of thing. Just basic principle of accounting. Basic economics that they need to know and the basic stuff. You're going to kill them with, you know, having to go through all the BGCSEs. They need to know some maths. You got to know some English. You got to know some general healthcare to take care of yourself. And a better geography now, because geography is a big thing now, especially with the smartphones. You got to know how to, your locations and all that sort of thing. But the basic stuff you need. After that, you need to start building behaviors to be business people and to make money. You don't need to drag a person through all of those disciplines in school if the person is interested in being an electrician, a carpenter, a nail tech, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And these people are making big monies. Mm-hmm. I heard a guy talk about his children and the skills that they have. And the one who's the nail tech making all the money,
mm-hmm.
which is the one who getting the degrees and all the rest.
Yes.
So we have to get our kids involved in stuff that makes money. They need to be able to make money, take care of themselves. But they have to have the basic education to be able to have a successful business. Not everybody can make money opening up a chicken shack or opening up a car wash. There's lots of competition in that. But even if you're making money off in those businesses and you don't know how to invest the money properly, you still end up being broke or on the street hustling.
And I like what you're saying. You know, when I first brought Senator Reuben Ramming and Darren Henfield on the show, and they were just telling us the type of performances that they practiced when they were members of parliament and all that it took. The sacrifices and so much things that we in the public did not even hear that was taking place in their constituencies. You tend to always want to look at members of parliament as failures, you know, not knowing everything that they actually have to endure and everything that they do, especially when it comes to scrutiny, when it comes to even inner politics where people don't want you to outshine them. You know, my good brother, even Paisel Forbes, I watched him perform in South Andres, did an excellent job, but it wasn't easy for him either, you know. Some politicians have an easier time than other people do, just based on who you are, your last name, your religion, are you part of their fraternity? There's just so many listings. And so I just want to commend you, you know, Mr. John Pinder. I watched you as you were watching me. I think you did a great job. I think there's some other things that we did not hear about in terms of your portfolio and which you had performed. And maybe as time continues to elapse, you'll share some more information with us. We just want to just take a telephone call really quickly, and then Darwin Russell is going to read some text for us and give us his remarks, and then we'll have Reuben Ramming, and then we'll allow John Pinder and Lorenzo to close off. Go ahead.
Caller's gone?
Okay, go ahead. Caller, we missed you. You can call back quickly if you can. But we'll allow Darwin Russell now to read the text and make his final comments.
All right, so this text just came in. One of the issues in Grand Bahama, there are qualified, certified men and women in the industrial sector, in particular the oil industry. But the government continues to allow companies to bring expats while we are being sidelined. Shelf these work permits. It's killing Bahamians.
Mm-hmm. You were doing that, Joe.
That's the one tax there?
Okay, so others,
we have a quick call then. Caller, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Caller, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, caller.
You're on the air.
I want to respond back to Mr. Pinnock.
Okay, go ahead. He's listening.
Go ahead, caller. We can hear you.
Uh, I Mr. Pinder, your idea is kind of all right, but I think that in order for us to make a little dent in their and these young people learning the trade, they have to start at age five and age seven. Mm-hmm. Time they reach age 10 and age 12, the race is already over. They're already out of the race.
In what sense?
In the sense of the other countries with the skill level, we can't find competence, finished competence. We can't find masons. We can't find plumbers. We can't find them. You're paying a carpenter.
Go ahead, caller.
About $175 a day.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find these people on a consistent basis. And they're not behemoths. They're not behemoths. For that kind of money, they're not behemoths. So you have to have these kids in the school starting at the age of 5 and 7. Time they reach in grade 10, this race already over.
So are you saying we don't have enough in terms of quantity of people or quality of people?
Quality.
Quality of people.
Hmm. Quality.
Okay. So if we are to have the number of persons that we need, does it not lend itself to saying that the wages that you would have to pay these more qualified persons would also increase?
You have a bad connection, caller.
It isn't necessary that the wages will increase. Mm-hmm. You just have a little bit more balance.
Okay.
You just can't find them.
Are the foreigners that are coming in to fill these jobs being paid more or less than Bahamians?
They're being paid more than Bahamians. You have to pay them more than Bahamians because they're more skilled.
Okay.
Are they certified?
Plus accommodation.
Are they certified?
They certified. Let me tell you something. When you have to put up a certain amount of crown molding.
Mm-hmm.
When you have to do a certain amount of work, you don't need nobody to come in your room and when you buy a piece of wood 12 foot and the room is 12 foot and they can make.
Let me say this again.
Thank you, Carla.
When I was director of labor, I had to fly into Freeport because there was two large companies there that asked for a large amount of labor certificates. And I said, man, this can't be right.
Okay.
And then they had this thing. Sandblasting was one of the things with some special way of spraying paint and
things. Yeah, in the marine industry. Right? Yeah.
And they need and the pipe fitters, mm-hmm. which is a plumbing way of doing it, but they call it pipe fitters, right?
Yeah.
And especially welding is correct. So I said, wait a minute, this can't be right. I flew on the Freeport visit the shipyard mm-hmm. and the other place that Barry Malcolm was in charge of, just to see how I can justify approving these work permits. Mm-hmm. I mean, these labor certificates. We need a labor certificate first in order to get a work permit. Then I discovered that, certainly, what happened, especially the welders, we were training welders in Grand Bahama and Nassau, but the equipment was so advanced, the training we're getting, the equipment was more advanced than what they were being trained on. So we had to kind of work with a group in Grand Bahama to get these persons trained on the cutting edge of technology. Mm-hmm. So that when they get in the way, but you guys need to weld and you know how to handle the type of machines in place. Mm-hmm. So even BTVI was guilty of not having the cutting edge of technology now, but you have to train the people with the modernized equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one of the things I think we were able to do. I hope that's still going on. I know they had an apprenticeship program going on in Grand Bahama at the time for the shipyard, because when they come to pipe fitting, that's a plumbing thing, man. But when they call it pipe fitters, you know?
Yeah.
What is the pipe fitters? Uh-huh. But I go on, it's a special type of plumbing. But then any young plumber can learn it. Mm-hmm. But they call it pipe fitters. And when you see pipe fitters, you think, oh, we ain't got pipe fitters in the country.
Right.
So I was able to get involved in some of the stuff like that. I regret not staying in the Labor Department any longer so I could get some more things done. I mean, even though the government had changed. But I had a nice idea and some blueprints. I think if they had followed those or they continue to do that, we can put a dent in it. For example, the last thing I did, I had a section I named them Special Projects because I wanted them to do more than one thing. Their duty would have been to, when you apply for a labor certificate, you would give me the program that the non-Bahamian will train the Bahamian on. So I would know just what this non-Bahamian I'm going to teach the Bahamian in 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. So that at the end of the 2 or 3 year of you applying for a labor certificate to get the work permit, you would have been, Bahamian would have been understudying you.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted them to give me the understudy program so that I can know, I can send my man out and say, listen, go down there, because they will tell me on a week when they ask for a labor certificate that Reuben Reming would be trained by John Pinder. I called Reuben and said, Reuben, what's happening? How's your training coming? What training are you talking about, director? Mm-hmm. I said, these people, isn't John Pinder training you? Mm-hmm. No.
They say no. I said, but the labor certificate said he's training Joe Embiid to fill his position. Right. Mm-hmm. It wasn't happening. We had nobody following him up. So I tried to put this group in place to go ahead and do it. I think, in fact, he went back to labor after the government changed. I think he named it Task Force or something, whatever it is. I don't know what he named it. But I don't know if that is functioning. Mm-hmm. If it is not, I would like to see that function. That can help the course behemoth to be trained because the employer will give you the training program. And all you need to do is follow with the behemoth, make sure you gain that training. That was one of the ways in which you could get more behemoth ready for the workforce also.
Mm-hmm. And well, listen, I enjoyed you guys today. We're just flat out of time. Always looking for more time at the end of the show. But once again, just want to wish everyone once again another happy Mother's Day from Remark and Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I'm just going to let Lorenzo just say a quick goodbye or blessings on Grand Bahama quickly. Then Ruben Ramming, Darvin Russell, and then John Penn and myself, we'll close out. Go ahead quickly.
Well, Lorenzo. I pray a blessing over Freeport on all the projects that is up and coming because we need it, and I pray that God favor them. It doesn't matter who government in. I just need it to be successful so the Grand Bahamians can now have a sigh of relief for life. You know, so that's what I'm hoping for. That's my 5 cents, young people say.
Well, we appreciate you being here again for us, all the way from Grand Bahama, Lorenzo McKenzie. Darvin Russell, quickly.
Another fantastic show. We certainly didn't have enough time to ventilate these issues tonight. But happy Mother's Day to everybody again, and love on your mom a little extra, because, you know, they ain't going to be here always.
All righty. John Pender, quickly.
Yeah, listen, it's my wish that governments of the Bahamas, be the FNM, PLP, COI, whoever it is, will be more transparent and honest to the Bahamian people in an effort to build a better country for Bahamians.
I like it. Ruben Ramming, quickly.
Yeah, we must realize that once an election is passed, all colors are supposed to fade away, and we have the coat of arms, and we represent this country.
Yes.
Every leader must realize, you know, it's easy to be a leader. Treat people the way you expect to be treated, that's for
all.
God's sake.
That's all
it is.
That's all.
You want respect?
Give respect. Yes.
You want friends? Be friendly.
Yes, sir.
I mean, how hard is that? How hard is that?
I don't know where we get lost.
You want to be loved? Be acquainted with people. If God could do that, why can't we? And then I will say this to Grand Bahama, because some of them throw a little tone. I'd be straight with you, brother. Y'all hurt and we know it, but don't assume people in Nassau don't hurt. So when I stand up and I'm sympathizing with you, this ain't no political game. I know what it is that banks calling me. I know the same thing. So sometimes don't make enemy of the people who God has caused through their life to become your friend, even though they far removed as Nassau and Freeport, because they know what it is. Mm-hmm. Someone don't have to be in Freeport to feel for you. Man, we love you. We want you to succeed. Freeport is the second engine of this country. Mm-hmm. If the storm had hit Nassau, we'd have been dead.
My Lord.
Listen, we love you, Freeport. I just want every government, stop playing with people, man. Be honest with them. I'm not accusing nobody now. I'm just saying this is desire. Just be honest.
Ruben has
do your best
today.
That's all I'm saying.
Thank you so much, Senator Ruben Ramming. Listen, folks, you can be a part of Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You can be a sponsor, 302-2300, 302-2300. Lady T is up next. She has an exciting show for you today. And don't forget, man, tune your radio in every day. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Start your Monday off, Morning Blend with Dwight Strawn. And you know the rest. They'll be joining us day after day as long as God gives life and breath. And we look forward to hearing from you when you call in. Have a great one, Bahamas, and enjoy your Mother's Day.
Sometimes just the way things are to be, yeah. Thank you, Mama, for the 9 months you carried me through all those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. Give you all my love, oh yeah. Thank you, Mama, for the 9 months you carried me through all those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. It's my words and muttering. Mama, I will never let you down. I'll never go away, I'll always be around. You know why you do it, such love that you found. I'm always gonna let you wear that crown. Through the roughest of times,
You maintain your calm towards your only end while sheltering me from the storm. And when it's cold, you wrap me in a towel so warm. Oh my, oh my, I'm so glad I was born. Thank you, Mama, for the 9 months you carried me through all those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. Give you all my love, oh yeah. Well, thank you, Mama, for the 9 months you carried me through all those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. This is my world. I'm gonna make you so proud. Such good son you have. You're the one who teaches me all the good from the bad. Even when the system keeps pressuring my dad, you've got I.O. Thanks be unto the most I got. Thank you, Mama, for the 9 months you carried me through all those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. Give you all my love, oh yeah. Thank you, Mama, for the 9 months you carried me through all those pain and suffering. All my vision, aspiration, I owe it all unto you. It's my words and my offering. I'm a big man now, that's how things go. Things they do to survive, only Jah knows. They're sleep protecting us while watching us grow.